Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Petticoat Junction.
This is my favorite part. This little part right here. Thank you, John Young. Today is Wednesday. It's Hump Day, and it's March 5th. What's significant about March 5th? The Ides of March? No, is that the 15th of March? Oh, well.
May 5th is Roman Cinco history. De Mayo.
Yeah, okay. Episode 1607.
That's 2 months away.
Daylight saving time is in 4 days, this Sunday at 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
So get up in the morning at 1 a.m. and be sure to change the clocks. No, you don't have to do that. You can do it earlier. City teacher work days March 13th and county parent teacher conferences March 17th. There'll be no school that day. And spring break is March 31st through April 4th.
So the Ides of March, a day in ancient Rome's calendar that fell on March 15th and is associated with misfortune and doom.
Yeah, so it's the 15th. Yeah.
I thought Julius Caesar assassinated 44 BCE.
I took Latin in high school. That really paid off for me later.
Beware the Ides of March.
Right. Yeah. They said, why are you taking Latin? You'll never use it. Oh, you know.
You went into medicine, of course.
It was an easy grade.
Didn't Bobby take Latin?
Yes. 4 years, I think.
Yeah.
Four years.
How much of
Latin
that she retained?
Maybe it's three, but I know she did it. You have to take 2 years as a foreign language, and
Puer
she took more.
Et Puella est in forest.
Excuse you.
The boy and the girl are in the forest.
Puella.
Wow.
It is Puer et Puella.
Yeah, but
you're saying, not French.
But you're saying poo, which is funny.
poo, yeah. 11 items illegal to throw away in Tennessee.
Ooh.
Oh.
I thought we'd throw that out there in case you wanted to throw something away. Ammunition. You can't throw ammunition.
Uh-oh.
Well, you can see the side effects of that.
Uh-oh.
Light a match, boom, you know.
Yeah.
Rechargeable.
Especially because we burn our trash here. So.
Rechargeable lithium automobile batteries. No sirree,
sir.
Bob.
But they'll recycle them.
They will.
At Walmart.
Electronics. Can't throw your computer. I still have a laptop.
I will say, I've thrown away my fair share of electronics.
Really, have
just
you?
Put it in a bag.
Wow. Wow.
So you're the problem.
Yeah, I'm the reason things keep exploding.
Well, what about your biohazard medical waste syringes?
Oh, man, I keep throwing those away, too. All my heroin needles.
Motor oil.
I have a bag of those things.
Syringes?
Yeah.
I got to get rid of them.
So I just dump my motor oil
in the belly.
Straight in the ground.
Did you take it for whatever disease you have? Whatever. What is it? blood sugar.
It's my Trulicity.
Okay. Jardian. Okay. motor oil. Can't throw motor oil.
Just dump mine straight in the earth. Back to where it came from.
Fluorescent bulbs.
Nobody uses those
anymore. We used to do that at school, man. That was always a hassle. They'd have to get somebody from the county to come pick it up. Mm-hmm. You'd have like 8,000 fluorescent bulbs that are bad.
We've got 30 in a closet here.
And they're the worst things to put in,
Yeah.
And you see how long these are? These are like...
They're almost unheard of anymore.
12 feet
or
something.
So you, of course, wrap them in a tarp and break them and then put them in the trash.
No.
Asbestos?
Hmm.
Yeah. I used to put asbestos up when I was a kid.
That explains things.
I see those commercials. If you have blah, 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 you need it. Okay, I may be. Oil-based paint. Now, you can take paint and let it dry.
Right.
And then you can throw it away.
But not the oil-based paint.
Not the oil-based paint, not at all.
But the latex, you can.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to, you can put cat litter in it, uh-huh. and it'll dry it out. But if you put it in the back of the garbage truck, you'll see where there are splats all in the road. And, that's where the garbage truck crushed the can and it went everywhere.
The household cleaners and pesticides. You can't throw away medications. They're not accepted at household hazardous waste events. You can call a place and they can come pick them up.
They've got a thing at the sheriff's department where you can take all and just put them in, dispose.
And here's one, I don't know that I did all 11, but I did something here that I noticed that I wanted to tell you about, Brian. Dumb people ignore this trick to eliminate roaches. Well, I thought maybe rats and mice, you might want to, look this up. I'll give it to you later.
what they ignore. And I think I may have skipped one or two, but anyway, I think that's it. But it's a hassle sometimes to try to get rid of that stuff.
Hide it. Just put it in a bag and hide it.
They do at least once, I think twice a year, a household hazardous waste collection.
Right.
And you can take all of that stuff there.
I usually call some guy to come pick it up. You know, I pay him $50. They come pick it up, you know. So anyway. All right. More to come here on the Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday, 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A wind advisory continues. Mostly cloudy today. Showers in the area, especially before noon. Temperatures hold steady or fall across the region. West-southwest winds will be strong, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, cloudy and still fairly breezy with lows making it down into the lower 30s. I'm Weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 51.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Everybody loves my cut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Did ancient Babylon shape today's churches? The book, Influence of Babylon, from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, reveals the shocking connection through Rome. Discover the truth, Influence of Babylon. Get your copy today, now on Amazon.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the MyMTE app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Lakers won their seventh straight game, beating New Orleans 136-115. Luka Doncic with 30 points, 15 assists. Phoenix came back to beat the Clippers 119-117. The Suns were down late in the third quarter 91-69. Cleveland got its 11th straight win. The Cavs were tied in the fourth quarter at Chicago, but beat the Bulls 139-117. San Antonio sent Brooklyn to a fifth straight loss. Wins for Milwaukee and Minnesota. Golden State won at New York 114-102 as Knicks star Karl Anthony Towns was out for personal reasons. Indiana over Houston 115-102. And Toronto on a last-second three-pointer got a victory at Orlando 114-113. Upsets in college hoops. Number 22 Texas A&M beat number 1 Auburn 83-72. And a 10th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones in double overtime lost to BYU.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, 6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. We're just singing along with the songs. We are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always there to help you. Connect online at mte.com or download the MyMTE app. since we've been doing this calorie counting, you know, I've been trying to drink more water, and you guys have those expensive mugs that you use, and you know, that kind of thing.
You have the same cup over there that I use.
I take it because it fits in the car that's holder, you know.
Yeah.
So that's just enough to get me through.
That's been a very popular swag giveaway. Those
WGNS mugs.
Yeah.
That one, the Uwala that you've got, I actually, when we took a church trip to Passion Conference, you're not allowed to bring water bottles into the arena.
Hmm.
And so when we were leaving after that first night and everybody realized that, I was looking in the trash can. There were probably 30 of those. And so I took one out of the trash can and took it home and washed it.
Where was this?
This was at the Passion Conference in Atlanta.
Wow.
So it was at State Farm Arena.
Well, why were they thrown away?
Because you couldn't take them in.
Oh,
so people just
it's kind of like that day you picked up the popcorn bags at the ball game.
Similar, sort of, yeah. But I did. I took it home and I washed it and ran it through the dishwasher. And
I'll tell you what, you made fun of him that night, but he was probably what, 10, 9, 10?
Oh, eight? Younger than that, yeah.
Oh, no.
He went to a ball game
old
with
enough
us.
To know better.
He went to the ball game.
I was in elementary school.
And it made sense, though, you think about it. He picked up like 4 bags of popcorn and put it all together for this one huge bag that he took home. It was pretty amazing. I mean, you know.
Well, we didn't quite make it that far. We didn't make it to home, but.
But, I mean, all the times that I remember him.
This was uneaten popcorn from people in the stands.
Right,
fans who
right.
were there.
And instead of throwing it away, he just picked up 3 or 4 bags
and
combined it.
I was in like third or fourth grade.
He was helping the single custodial staff.
I was trying to tell you, I'm not against it.
I know.
I thought it was a brilliant idea. I mean, you know, that was before COVID and all that kind of stuff, you know. We weren't going to get anything, you know. So
I never got popcorn. He would never buy me popcorn.
I don't think, I know it wasn't until you were like 15 that he started actually buying food for you.
Yeah, I know. Before then. I was still eating baby food until I was 12.
True.
But
I don't buy popcorn at ball games.
I don't.
You're not a popcorn eater.
No.
I take it.
No. I mean,
you don't
like
the kernels of stick in your teeth, right?
No.
Yeah. Well, it'd be
but
hard
it's too
if
salty.
It'd be hard if you're on air to have popcorn too, I think.
I don't know. The radio legend used to eat it every time, didn't he?
Kettle corn. I will break down every now and then.
That football game kettle corn.
Mm-hmm. Football. That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. We see that guy all the time now.
I know.
He used to give us a free bag every once in a while.
I know. I guess profits are down.
Well, I don't know. I think it's just your personality. Think they see him, he's demanding, you know, like give me this, give me that kind of thing.
Yeah,
goes on all the time.
Yeah, he's just the worst.
We've got we were supposed to do
we'll do it later.
Yeah, we'll do it later.
Shorts.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
All right, guys. If you're only middle-aged but wondering why it seems harder to keep up,
you're not alone.
It may be caused by low testosterone. Testosterone therapy, or TRT, can help you get back to your best. But not just any TRT. Not those websites offering only basic treatments. You have to see the provider specialist at Low T Center. They offer advanced personalized treatments with over a decade of experience. At Low T Center, you'll start with a simple test and get your results in about 25 minutes. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment online. LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. Even with the much-needed rain Tuesday, fire continued to be a threat for numerous counties across the state. At one point, Lawrence County officials asked every fire department to man their stations to help battle multiple fire calls around their community. In Pegram, a brush fire spread to a home heavily damaging the structure. The homeowners and their pets escaped the fire unharmed. Additional fires were reported in Monroe, Perry, Dixon, and Johnson County. In Rutherford County, a burn pile reportedly spread to nearby properties and destroyed an outbuilding in Eagleville. A Johnson City doctor has been charged with aggravated rape of one of his patients. Johnson City police have charged Dr. Atif Atiyah with aggravated rape and 3 counts of sexual battery. Johnson City Police Department Special Victims Unit began investigating Atiyah on February 19th following the patient's complaint. Due to the circumstances surrounding the crime, police are asking any other potential victims to contact the Special Victims Unit. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the 17th Annual Blooming Arts Festival, March 21st and 22nd in Linden. Come visit the town between the rivers and experience more than 200 art and craft booths, a quilt show, live music, and amazing food. There's fun for the whole family, including a kids' zone with games and prizes. Visit bloomingartsfestival.org to learn more about this special weekend. Mark your calendars and plan to come see us March 21st and 22nd in Linden, Tennessee for the Blooming Arts Festival.
Calling all Swifties, a new exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame Museum in Nashville is opening today with some items from Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. A selection of the exhibit features a dress worn by Swift on her legendary Eras Tour, which spans from 2023 to 24. Swift wore the dress while performing the song Enchanted. A special guitar from the tour is also on display. The exhibit will be open at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum through January 2026. Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nutley.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627, this is the helpful tidbits and tips today. We talked about what we can't throw into the trash bin.
Oh, I've got an open for it.
Smart ways to live. So many smart ways to live. Smart ways to live.
It's called Smart Ways to Live. Now we know that all of Dalton's laptops have been put in the trash. Do you clear it or anything, like information that's on it?
I've ever really had a laptop. But yeah, no, if I have a computer I'm throwing away, I drill through it.
Yeah, that's what I
drill through the hard drive. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. That's why I kept throwing mine away. Okay, there's so much, you know, national security stuff on there. I want to make sure I'm okay.
I drill through mine just because I'm logged into all my bank stuff. Yeah, and it's all cash.
So you don't know this. I forgot to tell you, but your mother's computer that she got for Christmas last year, kaput. She has such a hard time getting the charger into the port.
That's the Chromebook?
No, it was an HP laptop. And so her charger, she rolled over her charger and broke the charger. But I had a spare charger because I knew it would happen, but it won't make connection. It was wallowed out.
So you had to buy her a new computer?
So I went a different route. I bought her a 2017 MacBook.
Wow.
They are the same price as the computer that I had bought her. I mean, it is almost 8 years old, but I think it'll be a little sturdier for her. And it's got that charger that has snaps. The magnet and it snaps in, so I don't think that'll
be a problem. Actually, 8 years is pretty good. She had that computer 8 years.
No,
her new computer is 8 years old.
I bought a refurbished MacBook.
Those MacBooks they'll hold up for sure.
I think it'll be better. So,
well, but not to talk about tips, but how much sleep do you get per night on the average, Brian?
8 hours, try to.
Well,
it's usually seven.
What do you get?
Depends on the night. Some nights I get 8 or 9. Some nights I get like 4 or 5.
Health enthusiasts say that you need to have between 7 and 9.
Yeah.
It's like when you run on 5 or 6 hours sleep, that's probably not good for your health.
I automatically wake up after 8.
That stupid CPAP machine, I will say it does one thing. It makes me stay in bed because I don't want to carry it to the recliner with me and that kind of thing. So that has helped a little bit. So
maybe that's why I only sleep in the bed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I
have fallen asleep on the recliner a time or two lately.
Well, sometimes I'll get up. If I've gotten my initial 4 hours in, I will go to the bed, to the living room, and sit in the recliner and go to sleep.
Just about once a week, and it's usually Wednesday night, I'll fall asleep on the couch watching TV. And I'll wake up around 5 o'clock.
Is that because you're
go to bed?
You're hyper over?
Well, it's like I get home late and I just don't want to go straight to bed, so I'll sit down and watch TV and then.
See, it's like after a ball game, I have a hard time. You know, it's like I've actually played a game and I haven't, but it's like you've played one and I have a hard time.
I get that way, or I used to get that way when I would do ball games from here. I'd just be like riled up. Or Sunday nights when I was here till like 10:30.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking about just doing Tuesday night games only in basketball.
Yeah.
And let him, where I can get up and have a regular night's sleep on Saturday.
I think you should just quit altogether.
Wait.
Wow, you don't like him that much?
That's not what I said.
Well, he's just trying to twist it.
Uh-huh.
That's what he is anyway.
Today in history, coming up.
To turn your security.
I'm sleep deprived today, actually. In 1853, the piano company Steinway & Sons is founded by Heinrich Steinweg.
Woo! 1872, George Westinghouse patents triple air brakes for trains.
Ah.
1960, Elvis Presley ends a two-year hitch in the U.S. Army.
I got those 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blue.
1, 2, 3, 4
From my GI hand to the heels of my GI shoe.
You know, you think about that. That's kind of a long time for Elvis to have been in the Army.
I know.
You know?
1971, Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, first played live and featured Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. And in 2015, Harrison Ford crash lands his 1942 Ryan Aeronautical ST-3KR airplane in California.
He was a real
Indiana Jones there, wasn't he?
Every year we do this and the Indiana Jones music is playing, and I'm just picturing elderly Harrison Ford landing a plane on top of another one. It's just so funny.
He's an icon. Harrison Ford. He Indiana is. Jones.
He's also old as dirt.
Red Hulk.
Dalton Downer again. 2019, Kylie Jenner is the world's youngest ever billionaire at 21. How in the world did she get that much money at 21?
Sold makeup or something.
Wow, Lee. That's unbelievable.
She was on the Kardashians.
Yeah. I'm making $1 an hour here at WGNS. Okay. And that's going to be today in history.
You got a raise.
I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want you to be jealous. Coming up, it's Brandon Brooks, CBS Rewind, and much more to come here on The Wake Up Crew. It's Wednesday morning. Get out of bed. It's time to get up.
This is CBS Rewind. This date in 1980.
You all alone now. Last man.
Jay Silverhill.
You are a Lone Ranger.
Tonto from The Lone Ranger.
Kimosabe, me help you fight out now.
Died of complications from a stroke. He was 67. March 5th, 1999.
I have dreamed thee too long.
Richard Kiley.
The Lord of La Mancha.
The Man of La Mancha.
Impossible dream.
Died of bone marrow disease in New York.
One word to glory. Ah!
He was 76.
Go.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A wind advisory continues. Mostly cloudy today. Showers in the area, especially before noon. Temperatures hold steady or fall across the region. West-southwest winds will be strong, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, cloudy and still fairly breezy with lows making it down into the lower 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 51.
Good morning. It's already starting to build up through Williamson County with a little bit more volume in the last few minutes. 65 northbound from Franklin into Brentwood as it starts to get heavy at times. 65 south here at Trinity Lane. Traffic volume on the increase. 40 east out in Dixon County coming past Highway 46 headed towards Kingston Springs. A Prince's Hot Chicken has live entertainment every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. Check it out online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure. Safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize our local mom-and-pop businesses. Some great plays to enjoy this weekend. Seussical the Musical at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Also, Alice in Wonderland Jr. at the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna, and Sherlock Holmes' Mystery of the Crown Jewel at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. Don't miss those. And the Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. We're a week away from the 14th annual Special Kids Race. That's Saturday morning, March 14th, at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Oh, and don't forget the Red Cross Heroes Luncheon, honoring Dr. Gloria Bonner, is Thursday morning, March 13th, at MTSU's Student Union Ballroom. Hey, don't forget, this is the weekend that we switch to daylight savings time. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
McCabe Vision Center.
Everything in my left eye just looked like it was cloudy, foggy, had a skim over it. Looked like I was looking through real dirty glass. And I was having trouble driving. The lights glared. And it's absolutely gone.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
The eye surgery was a piece of cake. It was so simple. It was so easy. Never felt a thing. Once it was over, able to walk right out.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive.
Easter comes early this year, March 31st. At Bell Jewelers, we have a great selection of cross pendants and earrings, birthstone jewelry, and we have a great selection of kids' jewelry if you want to come by, and it would be a great surprise in their Easter baskets. Easter comes early this year, March 31st. Hey everyone, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Man, it's already March. Isn't that crides?
I know.
It's the Ides of March.
It came in like a what?
Well, on the 15th.
It marched in.
It came in like a
lamb. Baby wham.
But it did have some stormy weather last week.
Yeah. Well, that's a goat. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, I would say that the month marched in here. Because it's March. It's the month of March.
Okay,
I'll give it a thumbs down.
Yeah, we'll see how you do.
Well, you just missed
up. Haven't had a great week so far.
You just missed up for today. Way to go. All right, are you ready?
I am.
Dad joke of the day.
Which country never loses at sports but also never wins?
I don't know.
Thailand.
I liked it. Short, simple, to the point. I didn't have to think about it. It was good.
I want to clarify. I didn't love it, but I did like it.
I didn't love it either, but it was sufficient.
Yes.
How's that?
Got the job done.
It got the job done.
If we were still rating out of 10,
all you got to know is that thumb goes up. That's all you got to know, pal.
If we were rating out of 10, probably like a 6.
Yeah, 6. Yes. Maybe a 7.
Maybe a 7.
On a good day, if I'm feeling like it. I'm not really feeling like it today, though. More to come here on the Wake Up Crew, 641.
CBS News special report. President Trump makes this proclamation.
America is back.
In an address to a joint session of Congress, he says it's payback time for countries that put tariffs on U.S. imports.
Whatever they tariff us, other countries, we will tariff them. That's reciprocal, back and forth. Whatever they tax us,
We will tax them.
The Democrats answered many of Trump's claims with signs that read false or lies. Texas Congressman Al Green protested verbally.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir.
Green was ejected when he didn't take his seat. A CBS News poll says most people watching liked the speech. Correspondent Vicki Barker.
Asked to choose which words best described how the speech made them feel, 68% said hopeful, 54% said proud, 27% worried, 16% angry.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro experienced a significant traffic disruption on Tuesday afternoon, March the 4th, following a collision between an 18-wheeler and a dump truck. The crash occurred just before 3:30 p.m. on South Church Street at Warrior Drive, which turns into Butler Drive on one side of the roadway. While no injuries were reported, the collision led to the closure of two outbound lanes, caused a considerable delay for drivers. The situation became more complicated when the fuel tank of the dump truck was punctured, prompting a response from hazmat crews with the Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue. Firefighters worked diligently to seal the damaged tank and prevent hazardous fluids from spilling onto the roadway. Traffic backups persisted until crews cleared the scene. Authorities urged drivers to remain cautious and aware while traveling through busy roads to prevent similar incidents in the future. Meanwhile, concerns over lithium-ion battery fires continue to grow, with Murfreesboro Fire Rescue Chief Mark McCluskey acknowledging the challenges posed by these high-intensity fires. While MFRD has responded to crashes involving electric vehicles, they've not yet encountered incidents of battery explosions as seen in other cities. Lithium-ion batteries, commonly used in electric vehicles, burn at extremely high temperatures and release toxic chemicals, making them difficult to extinguish. Nationally, incidents involving truck hauling lithium-ion batteries have led to prolonged highway shutdowns. Last year, a crash in California involving a tractor-trailer carrying six industrial-grade batteries resulted in 40-hour closure of I-15, affecting travelers and businesses. Such events highlight the potential risks associated with transporting these materials. That's all for now. For more local news, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
What I like to think about Adams Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Information that you need. You've just received horrible news that could change your life. What should you do?
I think the first thing we think we're doing, which isn't the right thing to do, build walls around ourselves. Whenever you receive devastating news, it's hard to process. You're kind of in a twilight world where you go home and you think to yourself, now, did he just tell me that? Or did she just say I had this?
Reverend Dr. John Hinkle with Murfreesboro First Presbyterian Church.
What a lot of families do is they want to do just that, keep it between the family. What I actually believe is more helpful is to find somebody to talk to. And I find the act of talking is therapeutic in and of itself, right? Just the act of trying to get it off your shoulders, get it off your heart, and say to your friend or to a doctor or to a trained professional, this is what I'm feeling. And I think that process alone is helpful. In that moment when I'm told this information, I've lost control. And we think by holding it in, we're gaining control back. When in reality, we're just allowing the pressure of the news to collapse us. By releasing it, you're getting it all out of your system.
And that's information that you need on what to do when your news turns tragic.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Woo-hoo! 6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. Have you guys noticed I've had trouble with the time today? I'm a little perplexed. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, it is 6:48.
Yes, it is.
And we've got coming up the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf.
That was... You got really into it, too. That's why your back hurts all the time. Probably. You shouldn't bend that way.
That went from a regular dog to a wolf real quick. It was scary. 6:57 is when Matt Wolf comes on. So
that's not a regular dog. That's...
Speaking of dogs,
can we?
I was watching.
They called it puppy love.
You hear Chipper at all? No. No,
yeah,
you don't.
He's in there. He's in there, yeah. They're all in there.
I hear Chewy.
That's Chippy. That's Chewy.
I hear Huey. I call him Chewy. I heard Huey. Wasn't Huey in there?
Yeah, he's in there. They're all three in there.
Yeah, okay. That's good. I was watching a special. It was on dogs and food. And they were saying what you should feed them. Now, my dog food I feed mine was not on the list, but there was like some, and I had been feeding him one that was on the list not to feed him. That sometimes it's just stirred up old meat and stuff, and they dry it and they fry it or whatever they do to it. And it kind of got me worried about my little chipper, you know, because am I feeding him the right thing?
I think some of that is hogwash.
Yeah.
Trying to sell you more expensive dog food.
Maybe so. And what do you feed your dog?
Purina One, turkey and venison.
Turkey and venison.
That's the flavor. It's turkey venison. Yeah. Purina One is just, he vomits all the time, and that's one that's better on his stomach, according to the vet.
Well, mine does too, a little bit, but it's not the food that he throws up. It's like the treat.
Oh, okay. You know? Now, mine will throw up whole things of dog food.
It's like, I think he eats it so fast he doesn't digest it.
So my dog, when he wants to beg for food, what he does is he walks up and he lays his head in your lap and looks up at you. And it's the cutest thing. It's adorable. Aww. I fold every time.
Yeah.
And one day he comes up to me. He just finished eating his kibble. And he walks up and he lays his head on my lap and he looks up at me with those eyes. And then he puked all over my lap. I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, and he just does it like always, and then he's just straight all over my legs. It was in the cracks of the couch. It was miserable to clean up, and it was all of his food. 2 cups of dog food.
Oh, wow. That's a big doggy, too.
Yes. Oh.
So I keep seeing this Catherine Heigl.
Uh-huh.
She's got...
She's a dog person.
Yeah, she's got Badlands Ranch or whatnot. But she talks about the process of the dog food making the kibble is not good because they use such high heat. It kind of takes away all the nutrients.
You're talking about kibble and bits?
No. Oh. Well, that's what they call the dry dog food is kibble.
Yeah.
But all of our dogs, they have it's lamb and brown rice, I think.
Does yours look hungry all the time, though?
Oh, like, all the time.
They follow you? Because I only feed mine once a day.
I do, too.
That's what you do. But they always act so pitiful.
See, I feed mine twice a day.
Okay, I eat in the living room a lot where the TV is, and I'll make me something. And he flops up right beside me to my left side.
Yeah, my dog's...
He won't eat it. He won't try, but he sits right there by you.
Well, the same for your dog, I bet. If you fed him and then you ate, he would still want your food.
Yeah. But it bothers me, though, sometimes. I feel like I'm starving him.
Well, while me and Megan
That's
eat
what they
dinner,
want you to feel like, though, don't they?
Our vet told us to feed him in the morning and feed him at night. So he gets 2 cups in the morning, he gets 2 cups at night.
Yeah, big dog. Yeah.
I put his food in the bowl while me and Megan are eating dinner, and he won't eat it till we're done. He'll wait till we're finished eating, and then he'll go over.
So he stays over there by you, and then...
He sits right underneath the dinner table.
Yeah. Like to eat those scraps.
And he sits his head in your lap while you're eating underneath the table.
Oh, wow.
So if I'm sitting in my recliner and eating, Ladybug will, every time, she'll jump on and want to be in my lap while I'm eating and look at me. So I have to make her get down. And Skeeter's down by my feet as well. So they're both just looking.
Gee, and I thought I had it bad. You know,
well, he's got a whole
three
zoo.
Dogs.
Got a
zoo,
yeah. All right, time for some birthday celebrations.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Rex Harrison has had a birthday. He was born in 1908 and died in 1990. He was in My Fair Lady. He played Dr. Doolittle before Eddie Murphy did. In 1946, Michael Warren, an Indiana resident and an actor, he was Bobby in Hill Street Blues. 1955, Penn Jillette, American magician, he's part of Penn and Teller.
And of course, invented the razor.
No, that's G-I-L-L-E-T-E. This is J-I.
Got it.
1958, Andy Gibb, British singer-songwriter, died in 1988, performer and teen idol. He could sing high like his brother. Andy, he was not a BG, but he was a BG brother. He was a Gibb. 1966, Michael Irvin. 1974, Kevin Conley. And 1974, Eva Mendez, American actress. She's married to Ryan.
Seacrest?
No. Gosling. There you go. Happy birthday today to Ronnie Barrett, Tracy Lanham, Janie Luster, Ed Burris, and Kathy Clark.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us, 615-893-1450. That's your phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's your website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding, that's your prize. So go ahead and get them in now. Today's holiday is National Cheese Doodle Day, so that's like a Cheeto kind of thing.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Checking your Rutherford County weather, a wind advisory continues. Mostly cloudy today, showers in the area, especially before noon. Temperatures hold steady or fall across the region. West-southwest winds will be strong, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, cloudy and still fairly breezy with lows making it down into the lower 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 51.
Is your faith built on truth or ancient deception? The book Influence of Babylon from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, exposes the link between Babylon, Rome, and today's churches. Get your copy of The Influence of Babylon now on Amazon.
Morning, an accident out here in Antioch. It's got traffic slow backing it up into Rutherford County. It's 24 westbound. It's going to be right near OHB. Traffic's just crawling, trying to get past Walden Road coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville. Again, running slow because of this crash on 24 westbound at OHB. Give yourself extra time out of Rutherford County towards Nashville. Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment tonight from 6 to 9. Check it out online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Millie Bobby Brown's putting her critics on notice.
This isn't journalism. This is bullying.
On Instagram, the 21-year-old Stranger Things star clapping back at members of the British press for targeting her grown-up appearance.
I will not be shamed for how I look.
Now, all this sparking a broader conversation about unrealistic beauty standards in the industry.
If I want to get back into my music, I'm going to.
The incomparable Gretchen Mol there in Millers and Marriage, directed by Ed Burns, which takes a look at the next chapter for Generation X.
It's exciting to think about the next act.
Gretchen telling me being at this stage in life, it's just fine.
You have so much more experience to offer.
You can check out Millers and Marriage in select theaters and on digital. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 2 till. That's right, 2 minutes until the hour of 7 o'clock. We've got a lot to come. Another hour of the Wake Up Crew.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, you got to work, dude.
I thought we were done.
I'm going home. I don't know about you two.
Let's hit Waffle House.
Oh, there you go. Leave it to him for himself. Yeah, that's what I say. Micah Kistler is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for always being there when you need him. He'll drop everything to help. Micah is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Micah Kistler? I hardly know her.
You can nominate a good neighbor by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. You can also get your birthdays and anniversaries into us with that same phone number, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays. You can get them in there. So we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding to somebody today. So get those in.
Bart's carrying pink paper. What does that mean for the copy machine?
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to make sure every household is counted in the special census. Fill out the mailer you received or go to MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And we'll be back with more of the Wake Up Crew. Our time, 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
President Trump's speech to Congress.
Our country will be woke no longer.
Democrat ejected for outburst.
The chair now directs the sergeant-at-arms to restore order.
Wicked weather system.
Over 100 million people under wind alerts today.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump hailed the first 6 weeks of his new term in office and accused his predecessor of a long list of failures in a 1 hour and 40 minute speech to Congress. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports in an audience dominated by Republicans, a CBS News poll finds 76% approved of the president's message.
America is back.
A self-assured President Trump declared the first month of his second term the most successful in history.
Do you know who number two is? George Washington. How about that?
He walked the nation through some of his most aggressive moves.
I withdrew from the unfair Paris Climate Accord. I imposed an immediate freeze on all federal hiring. I signed an order making English the official language of the United States of America.
As Trump ticked off the highlights, some ticked off Democrats held up signs that said false. And some of his claims were false, including this one.
I terminated the ridiculous Green New Scam.
That policy doesn't exist.
We ended the last administration's insane electric vehicle mandate.
That policy also doesn't exist. In a departure from tradition, Trump repeatedly slammed his predecessor.
Joe Biden especially let the price of eggs get out of control.
Many Democrats walked out.
The chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order.
Al Green of Texas had to be escorted out because he wouldn't stop shouting about possible cuts to Medicaid. Billionaire Elon Musk drew jeers and cheers when President Trump plugged the massive cuts Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency have been making to the federal workforce. The president also touted new tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China, but admitted there may be some short-term pain.
Tariffs are about making America rich again, and there'll be a little disturbance.
In the speech, Trump revealed a suspect in the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport that killed 13 American service members during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan has been taken into custody and is being brought to the U.S. to face charges. Michigan Senator Elissa Slotkin delivered the Democratic response to the speech, focusing on the economy.
The president talked a big game on the economy, but it's always important to read the fine print. So, do his plans actually help Americans get ahead? Not even close.
Overseas, French President Macron says he's considering a joint visit to Washington along with Ukraine's president and the British prime minister as diplomatic efforts accelerate to end Russia's war in Ukraine.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. The Kremlin says it's positive about President Trump's comments suggesting Ukraine is ready for peace talks with Russia. Former President Dmitry Medvedev just said job one for Russian forces in Ukraine is to inflict maximum defeat on the country. Ukrainian officials say two people were killed overnight in Russian attacks in the Odessa region and in neighboring Kherson, with large-scale damage reported to critical energy infrastructure.
At least two people were killed in Mississippi as violent weather pushed through much of the South. Tornadoes reported in parts of Oklahoma. And CBS's Rob Marciano tells us,
we have already had over 160 damaging storm reports, including at least six tornadoes, one of which may have been just northwest of New Orleans last night. There's some damage there, too. But let's get to where this storm is going. It's moving very quickly, and the line is already up towards the East Coast and the Carolinas, and that's your danger zone, Myrtle Beach up to Richmond, Raleigh, and Virginia Beach as well. We'll see damaging winds, potentially tornadoes there as this line continues to rapidly move that way.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In a Fox News interview, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said doses of vitamin A were being shipped to West Texas to battle the deadly measles outbreak. He said he's spoken to doctors there.
They're getting very, very good results, they report, from budesonide, which is a steroid. It's a 30-year-old steroid. And clarithromycin and also cod liver oil.
Earlier, federal officials said doses of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine were being sent to that area. 160 cases in Texas are known so far, more than 20 hospitalized. In Houston, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo is urging people to protect themselves and their children.
Make sure we get those 12-month-olds vaccinated, and those, if there's any of you who are not vaccinated, that you get that done.
The Vatican says Pope Francis rested well last night with a ventilation mask. The 88-year-old Pope is in stable condition with a guarded prognosis as doctors treat double pneumonia. The Trump administration has revised its bid to fire thousands of federal probationary workers.
The Office of Personnel Management sent a revised memo to federal agencies telling department leaders they don't have to take any specific performance-based actions involving probationary workers. CBS News spoke with one such worker last week, devastated after moving to Washington from Alabama and being fired a month later. A federal judge ruled last week that OPM did not have the authority to direct the firing of employees at any other federal agency. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
And Washington, D.C. plans to remove a large painting of the words Black Lives Matter on a street one block from the White House. Republicans had been threatening to hold up federal money, and President Trump has talked about a federal takeover of D.C. Well, today, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing two cases involving a decades-long dispute over how to store thousands of metric tons of nuclear waste. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court has two questions. Can Texas and private landowners challenge a decision by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to grant a license to private companies to store nuclear waste? And does the commission have the authority to license to private companies to store that waste away from nuclear reactor sites?
Not just any three-point shot in the first quarter of an NBA game.
LeBron, open three!
LeBron James, the NBA's all-time leading scorer, topped the 50,000 point mark on ESPN in a win by the Lakers over New Orleans in L.A. He finished with 34 points. Time on the roundup. 8 past the hour.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. Updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here this morning. Straight ahead, also a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A wind advisory continues. Mostly cloudy today. Showers in the area, especially before noon. Temperatures hold steady or fall across the region. West-southwest winds will be strong, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, cloudy and still fairly breezy with lows making it down into the lower 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 51.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. That earlier wreck in Antioch has had traffic slow on 24 westbound. They crashed right near OHB and it clogged it up pretty good. Trying to get in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on 24 going westbound. Out of Murfreesboro headed in to Davidson County. Again, extra travel time as it builds right on schedule for this time of the morning. 65 north up through Spring Hill, passing Saturn Parkway. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. Check it out online for more information at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, back here for hour number two of the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. Glad you are with us here on this hump day Wednesday.
Yes, hi, Mr. Douglas.
Okay. I just noticed when we painted up here, we painted a hair into the wall.
That's probably a bristle off the...
It looks like a hair.
But it's still there.
Yeah. It's still there, yeah.
That happens when you paint.
It does, really. It does.
Yeah.
Or it's one of Charlie's hairs.
I know a guy, he painted his own car with, like, professional equipment, whatever. So he painted his own car, and one of his dog's hairs got in the clear coat
on the car,
so you could see it.
Oh, no.
And his wife was like, oh, you should leave it. That's cute. You get to take him with you forever. And he said, no. And he sanded the whole thing down and repainted the whole door.
Yeah. Wow. I wonder, how much does it cost commercially to get a car painted now? Do you know?
It's a couple thousand, I think.
That's something. Not too bad,
it's
though.
It's not horrible.
Yeah. Go ahead, do your thing.
Okay. What is that?
It was going to be, I want to say, $800-$900 when I was looking at having the hood on my Titan painted.
So, well, that's, yeah.
Mako.com has an online estimator.
Yeah, you put in your car. And
yeah.
Because it does depend on that, too, how big your car is, all that kind of stuff.
And location and all that kind of stuff. But someone on here was saying, like, they used to have a $999 paint job that you could get at Mako. But I don't know if it's still that or not.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Probably not.
But a hood would be, because I was going to get my daughter's car painted before she sold it, but I was going to get it painted for her. She was going to keep it.
Well, and sometimes you can find people who just do body work.
Well, you know how, like, some models, for some reason, they paint chips off?
Uh-huh.
Or like the Titan. If you look at a Nissan Titan.
The Honda Pilot, a certain year.
Yeah.
It right above the window.
It chips.
Yeah. So.
She doesn't have that car anymore?
I guess it's because she takes it takes that little dip there, you know.
Could
maybe
be.
You know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And a lot of it is like the clear coat fades off and that kind of stuff. That's one thing about white cars that's nice is you can't see that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing that usually starts to fade is that clear coat.
When I bought my car, there was they spray this coating on it, and it got all over the window for some reason. And I kept telling the guy, I said, man, I can see smudge marks. I mean, I can see this stuff all over my car. So I had to bring it down, and they didn't see it inside the thing. I said, okay, drive it over to where the sun's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, it really is doing that. So they had to scrape it and take a razor blade and scrape that whole window. And that took a long time.
I bet it did.
But anyway, what's going on with you?
Speaking of time.
Uh-huh.
We've got our song of the day.
Let's get back to
it. We haven't done that yet today.
No, we haven't. We missed it earlier. But we're looking at time change songs since we're just 4 days away from the big time change as we spring forward.
Time is on my
Rolling Stones.
It's on my side. Yes, it is.
Just wow. Thinking that maybe this will.
I hate we missed it the first hour. Yeah. I hate it.
It's
I
a
love
good song.
That song. Yeah.
Yeah. Good one.
Their first big hit.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
Episode 1607 here of the Wake Up Crew. John and Dalton, but probably just John. The NFL is going to replace the chain. Chain marker. They're going to use what is called the Hawkeye Virtual Measurement in the NFL starting next year. They're replacing the chain, and they're going to use this new system. And the chain gang is still going to be on the sideline just as a backup, but this would mean that all measurements for line of scrimmage would be determined virtually as opposed to by referees.
Interesting.
It'll be faster.
I'm sure it'll be much faster.
Well, there's no bringing the chain out for measurement and that kind of thing. And, for example, the technology could overturn a call on the field regarding whether the ball carrier reached the line to gain for a first down, things like that. So it's going to be interesting technology that, John, if it gets cheap enough, it'll trickle down to all levels of football, I would think.
And you see, like, when you watch, you guys have especially seen it in on the high school level, when you're up in the press box, you can see where the ball is downed better than the people who are on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what they're doing, is this is a bird's eye camera that's, you know.
The Major League Baseball is now experimenting with the called strike. If it's out of the strike zone, the batter gets one appeal. Like, there's per at bat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't get but one all the whole time, you know, during the game.
The whole game.
Yeah. And so far, that's what he does. He pats his head and let know he doesn't want. But, you know, that's getting where, I don't know.
I mean, I think we're eventually going to have, you know.
You want to have an umpire.
AI doing balls and strikes, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
NFL's also maybe looking at the overtime rules for the regular season. The regular season and postseason are different. Both teams get a chance to score a touchdown the first time that they touch the ball. They're saying they need to do something about onside kicks. Onside kick attempts have had them formally declared. Like, say, we're going to attempt an onside kick. I don't know why these are some of the rules that they're looking at, but an onside kick is supposed to be a surprise.
Uh-huh.
I think if you do that, you take away fact.
Yeah.
You know, but they've messed up the kickoffs and stuff anyway. But anyway, I really thought that was kind of interesting.
Trying to speed it up.
Hawkeye
and
virtual.
And trying to keep people from getting hurt.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what all the kickoff thing's about. And I understand that, but that's not what the sport was about back in the day.
It was about getting hurt.
Yeah. I mean, you got hurt.
One quick Taco Tuesday leftover, Costco. All the Costcos are going to Coca-Cola products and not Pepsi. Changing it out. So,
Interesting.
I thought that was an interesting choice. So your famed
food
court.
I guess they have contracts, don't they? And they just run
out.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so we're going to have random questions right after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Lakers won their seventh straight game, beating New Orleans 136-115. Luka Doncic with 30 points, 15 assists. Phoenix came back to beat the Clippers 119-117. The Suns were down late in the third quarter, 91-69. Cleveland got its 11th straight win. The Cavs were tied in the fourth quarter at Chicago, but beat the Bulls 139-117. San Antonio sent Brooklyn to a fifth straight loss. Wins for Milwaukee and Minnesota. Golden State won at New York 114-102 as Knicks star Karl Anthony Towns was out for personal reasons. Indiana over Houston 115-102. And Toronto on a last-second three-pointer got a victory at Orlando 114-113. Upsets in college hoops. Number 22 Texas A&M beat number 1 Auburn 83-72. And a 10th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones in double overtime lost to BYU.
My grandmother and Ms. Adams were best friends. I mean, she said, "Betty, you need to come to Adams' place. You'd love it."
We're talking with Betty Kirksey.
They go above and beyond of what their job is. I wish Miss Adams was still living so I could tell her, you were right, it is where I should be, and it's very nice.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
The cost if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be significant.
Trash, let's be careful where we throw it away.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg.
Garbage that we generate will have to be taken upstream.
That's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
Cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill. We don't need to take our garbage up the creek without a paddle.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time is 7:22. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And that's right. It's time now to probe the minds of Dalton and Brian here on Random Questions.
I don't want to be probed.
Here we go. What job has the coolest uniform?
Ooh, interesting.
What job has the coolest uniform?
Space Force. The Space Force.
Astronauts have a cool space suit. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about the actual Space Force.
Do you like police uniforms?
Yeah, okay. Some of them.
Firemen?
State troopers always look silly. Yeah, with the hat.
Sorry if you're listening, but I don't like your hat. But I'm sure you don't like your hat,
okay,
State Trooper.
Okay, don't get pulled over by a State Trooper anytime soon.
I have been, and he wore his hat. Mm-hmm.
What has a chance encounter ever changed the course of your life?
I'd say my life is just a collection of chance encounters.
Was Megan a chance encounter?
Yeah. I mean, me and Megan had a class together.
When did you finally talk to her?
Oh, like day one. I cheated off of her answers. That's how we met.
Oh. I'm going to do this Joe Rogan style.
And that's when love bloomed.
And did you have a chance encounter?
I'd say when I met Heather, because I had to take a psychology class for my major, and I did it in the summer because it was like a 2-week course.
Oh, quickie. Yeah. Get it over with.
And
yeah.
It was hard, too. I mean, you had to have like 8 chapters a day.
Right.
I never did it again.
Yeah, I've done that, too. I did biology. Can you imagine?
Ooh,
yeah.
Gosh, no.
What's the worst thing you've had stuck in your teeth?
Broccoli.
Popcorn kernels get annoying when they're in there, and sometimes you got to go in there with like floss and get them out because they're really under there.
And the older you get, your teeth seem to separate. You'll have more problems. Trust me. A box of puppies has been abandoned on your doorstep. What do you do?
Leave them. No, I'm just kidding. I'll take them to Paws or something.
Oh, I thought you'd take at least one in.
I don't know. I can't have another dog, John.
I guess I'd have 12 at that point.
Yeah, you probably would keep them, too. You'd give them a whole room. This is the puppy room. And you're all named after insects. Come here, mandolin. Come here, beetle.
Would you know what to do if you saw someone choking?
I do know the Heimlich.
Do you?
Yeah, it's one hand, and then you put it right under the ribs, and then you put the other on top, and you just pull.
Well, that's easy.
Man, it's not. Yeah. And if you're by yourself and you're choking, you can give yourself the Heimlich by throwing yourself over the back of a chair.
Well, let me put it this way. If you're with Brian...
I'm letting him die.
Well, no. If you're with Brian and you have the Heimlich, you'll get no help. If you fall, have a fall during
you'll get laughed at.
During a radio broadcast, he won't even acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even see it.
No, I certainly didn't.
But no, if you're ever by yourself and you're choking on something, to take a chair like and fall over the back of it and right in that spot, and it'll push the food out. Same thing.
Wow. Learned something today.
Yeah.
Doctor, if your child's goldfish died, would you replace it with another and pretend it hadn't?
It's a good question. I think it would depend on how old they are.
Yeah.
Because that can be an opportunity to teach and, you know.
I wouldn't do it. I would let it. I would have a burial.
If they were like three,
yeah,
I maybe would.
We had a crab funeral one time.
That's true.
It was very touching.
You had a crab?
Bobby had a crab.
Bobby had from school.
The crab died, and she asked him, because she was devastated, she asked him to do the funeral, because he had done funerals for some family members. And he said, "Now, let's sing a song." To which he proceeded to sing, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord, the crab is dead."
So, any problems that Bobby has now in her adult life can be blamed for that.
Yeah.
Do you believe there is life more intelligent than humans in the universe?
I do not.
Oh, no. If you don't, there's got to be something more intelligent. I'm just kidding.
I think he was slamming you there.
Probably not.
How many of your childhood friends are you still in touch with today? That's a good question.
Not many. One. They're not even really a childhood friend. They're just a person I know or knew in like high school.
Yeah, I don't think really any.
Well, I have three. That's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
Do it better than us. I'm only in my 20s.
If you could choose one thing to give as a gift to an unknown baby, what would it be?
Cordial cherries.
Is this something I have to have already?
No.
Okay.
Just a gift?
Probably something like start a college fund.
Oh, that's really good.
Oh, wow.
It was difficult to pay your own way through college, and so yeah.
I've got to be honest here. I'm really glad you're on the random question part of it.
A baby rattle.
What? Your roof has just sprung a leak. What would be the first thing you'd grab to catch the drip?
I got 5-gallon buckets.
Probably my cereal bowl. I have a big cereal bowl. It's not a small one, but that would be the closest thing at hand.
Okay. I'm going to go quickly one more. What might be a fun alternative to the waiting expression, until the cows come home?
Until the chickens come to roost.
Oh, good answer.
That's good. Until Charlie the Rat builds his home in WGNS.
It took 20 questions, but he finally got one right. And that's a look at random questions.
All right. Our time is 7:28 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
All the food is too good.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
They have exercise every morning up on the second floor that they do. They take you out sometimes if it's nice weather, and they walk around the premises with you. And they have bowling, inside bowling that you can do, and they have the croquet on the outside when it's warm.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro. 615-848-3030.
And the Blue Raiders win again.
Man, I really need to get some new MT gear.
Where are you going?
I thought I'd go to the bookstore.
Bookstore? I thought you wanted gear. Businesses always put what they're most proud of in their name.
So where do you go?
Raider Tees. They have tees, polos, hats, chairs, tents, artwork, everything blue for the true Blue Raider fan. They're just off Broad Street behind Chewy's restaurant on Ridgely Road.
Raider Tees.
Like us on Facebook for early notice of specials and sales.
Raider Tees. Bigger, better, and go blue.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've made it here on this Wednesday morning to 7:30 from the Wake Up Crew.
And we have on our list here Ronnie Barrett, Tracy Lanham, Jenny Luster, Ed Burris, and Kathy Clark on our birthday list. But there's a way you can get more names on there.
Yes, we need to. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number to get more names into us. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website to get them in. And we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our great friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue coming up here on the air around 8 a.m. So it's your last chance. Get them in.
Yes, it is. And if you've called or text, hey, we've already got them. So don't worry about that. We'll announce them in a few minutes.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to make sure every household is counted in the special census. Fill out the mailer you received or go to MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And our time, 7:31. Here's a look at traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A wind advisory continues. Mostly cloudy today. Showers in the area, especially before noon. Temperatures hold steady or fall across the region. West-southwest winds will be strong, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And then tonight, cloudy and still fairly breezy with lows making it down into the lower 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 51.
Good morning, T-Dot was helping with this wreck. Ellington Parkway southbound at Trinity Lane. It clogged it up pretty good up through there, and it's already heavy enough trying to get down from the top there on Ellington Parkway down towards the bottom there at Trinity Lane. Still some rain showers moving through certain parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. It's heavy coming in from Dixon County into Kingston Springs there on 40 going eastbound. Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment tonight from 6 to 9. Check it out online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Rutherford County Fire and Rescue, alongside the Eagleville Fire Department and the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, responded to a residential fire on Floyd Road on March 3rd. Around 2 p.m. Upon arrival, Eagleville Fire Department crews encountered a large outbuilding engulfed in flames, which had also spread to a sizable brush fire. The fire reached an exterior wall of the primary residence, prompting a multi-agency response. Mutual aid from Williamson County, Unionville, and Chapel Hill assisted in bringing the fire under control. The Rutherford County Fire Marshal's Office conducted an investigation, determining that the fire originated from a burn pile and spread to an adjacent property. Officials are reminding residents that permits are currently required for all open burning activities through the Tennessee Division of Forestry. Additionally, residents must monitor weather conditions and ensure that fires are attended at all times to prevent incidents like this from happening. Meanwhile, in legislative news, an effort to grant Tennessee's right to die has failed in the state legislature. House Bill 598, introduced by Nashville Democratic Representative Bob Freeman, aimed to establish a process for terminally ill adults to request life-ending medication in a humane and dignified manner. The bill outlined multiple safeguards, including physician confirmations, psychological evaluations, and written request. Despite Freeman's arguments that patients should have the choice to end their suffering, the bill failed in a committee by a 2-8 vote, with Rutherford County Representative Brian Terry among those who opposed. Freeman had modeled the legislation after a similar law in 11 other states, but acknowledged the contentious nature of this issue. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast wherever you currently listen. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
For 20 years, Jeff's family-friendly restaurant has been the place where comfort food meets great company.
Food is great. This gave me too much.
They season it well and give you enough that you don't have to worry about going away hungry.
Jeff's is open every day except Tuesday from 11 to 6 and Sundays 11 to 5. You can find them at 467 South Hancock Street just off MLK Boulevard.
I love it. The friendly hometown service. The food's great.
Come taste tradition at Jeff's family-friendly restaurant.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:35 here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. And it is time to play 5-second rule.
Let us begin.
Well,
John, your first question. Name three famous inventors.
Edison. oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm going blank. Edison.
Tesla.
I guess that'd be
Alexander Graham Bell.
Elon Musk.
Ah, Graham Bell.
Yeah.
All right. Name three cookies.
Chocolate chip, banana nut, and peanut butter.
You are kidding me. That's the question he got.
It's the back of the card.
And then he comes up with butternut.
Banana nut.
And he struggled with the question.
Banana nut is also not a cookie. It's a bread.
You can have banana nut cookies.
He struggled with it.
Oh, John, name three breakfast foods.
Eggs, bacon, toast.
Such a hard one there.
I got it fast, though, didn't I? I didn't hesitate.
You did. You didn't hesitate at all.
I didn't say banana bread.
All right. Name three comedians.
Robin Williams, Nate Bargatze, and Brian Barrett.
Nope.
I also didn't even get it in time.
He's definitely not funny.
All right, John, name three felony crimes.
Murder, robbery, and rape.
You got it.
I apologize for using the word rape on the air. It's a bad word.
I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Name three ice cream flavors.
Oh,
chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Man, you're good.
Thanks.
All right, John. Name three outdoor activities for the summer.
Baseball, tennis, and badminton. What are you laughing at? Those are legit questions.
Those were good. Name three ranks of the male English royalty.
King, queen, and...
Nope.
Queen Elizabeth.
Said male. Male English royalty. Like Duke.
Prince.
Yeah. All right, John, name three animals with stripes.
A zebra, a tiger, and a pelican.
Oh, what do we see here? The striped pelican.
Name three animals that can swim.
A fish, a squid, and a whale.
Hard.
And a pelican.
I like the squid, though.
Yeah. You keep complaining.
The squid was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
You keep complaining that he just got English royalty, and you're still complaining that his questions are easier.
But he got three types of ice cream. Come on.
That's true. Name three cheeses.
Cheddar.
I know, cheddar and mozzarella and something else. I was already out of
time. Gruyere.
Name three professional soccer teams.
Nashville.
SC.
SC, Atlanta SC, and something else.
Atlanta SC.
I think they are.
Name three toy companies.
Hasbro, Mattel, and Monarch.
I'll take your word for it.
Never heard of Monarch. Isn't that a butterfly?
Hey, just make it sound like you know. Make it sound like you know.
Say it,
it
with confidence. Yeah.
Name three coffee flavors.
French roast, decaf, and regular
burnt to crap.
Decaf and burnt to what?
Burnt to crap.
Get the grocery. John, rapid. Name three office supplies.
Pens, pencils, and paper clips.
There it is. Name three daytime talk show hosts.
Phil Donahue, Oprah Winfrey, and Sally Jesse Raphael.
Okay, one out of the three's dead, and the other one, one of them doesn't work. None of them are on air anymore, but that's good.
I didn't know they had to be
that's
current.
Good. That's good.
Pardon me.
That's good.
All right, we're back to continue the Wake Up Crew.
Burnt what?
Yeah.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:42 from WGNS. It is the Wake Up Crew, wrapping up here this morning. Saying good morning to Micah Kistler, today's good neighbor of the day, for always being there when you need him. He'll drop everything to help. Micah Kistler today is going to be the recipient of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Also, I want to remind you the Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and their charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Which country never loses at sports but also never wins?
I don't know who.
Thailand.
Oh. Replay.
Was it this funny the second time?
No.
I mean, next everything. No.
Thumbs up.
That's good.
Well, he's got to get off of this.
I mean, he's just so negative all the time. There's nothing but hatred in his heart.
I know.
It's sad.
Sad
to see.
What have we learned on the show today?
We had a very fun show today.
We did.
The big shoe.
Let's see, what did we talk about?
Nothing really.
Nothing.
Random
really.
Questions.
Yeah, it's random questions. It's a good round. Yes. Yeah. Had a good round of 5-second rule.
Yeah.
Beware of striped pelicans.
We had something that was
okay, burnt whatever it was.
the three
coffee
flavors.
You make fun of mine and you can't get three coffee flavors. Come on.
And then he said for male English royalty, he said the Queen and the Queen of England. Were two of his answers. He said King, Queen...
And Queen Elizabeth.
And Queen Elizabeth.
So don't make fun of me.
I didn't hear the male part.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not.
I think I won that thing. I think I won that round, too.
Yeah.
What did we talk about earlier?
There was something food that we brought up today. As a holdover from Taco Tuesday. I can't remember what.
Coke products in Costco.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a biggie.
Coke-sco. I said about our good neighbor of the day, Micah Kistler. I said, Kistler, I hardly know her. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah, boy. I give it a 3/4 thumb.
Oh, I did a list, didn't I?
Don't throw these things away.
Yeah, that was a really informative.
Oh, yeah.
We're really struggling when you don't write things down. I know. Have no idea.
But, yeah, we did 11 things that you can't throw away in the trash bin.
Do you feel the pressure of having to carry this, you know, what we're...
This segment, you know, every day.
Well, that's why we did away with it. And he went and brought it back.
No, we never did away with what I've learned, what we learned today.
We did away with it.
And but
you dream stuff up.
It's misphrased. What we've learned?
We've learned nothing.
We've learned nothing.
Well, sure we did. You can't just throw electronics away in the garbage.
Wouldn't it be more appropriate, though, to say, what have we been talking about today? What have we talked about?
Tammy Wynette did not sing the song, you know, what have you learned about today?
That's what it used to be, what have we talked about today, or something, but it was a different song. I don't remember what.
That's what we've learned.
Yeah.
That's because Tammy says...
We replaced it.
What?
She says
I've learned.
I've learned.
Yes, I've learned.
She's learning about divorce. This wasn't about...
Well, maybe that's appropriate. I don't know.
I've learned not to love George, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Time is on our side was her song of the day.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I hope we close out with it.
I do, too.
We're going to. Speaking of that, daylight saving time, 4 days...
Oh, it's National Pancake Day, or maybe that was yesterday. I don't remember if I'm being honest.
I think it was today.
No, today was Cheeto Day.
No, Cheeto Day.
Yeah, cheese curd or cheese doodle.
Doodle. Yeah. I don't understand what cheese
doodles
are.
You said doo-doo during the 6 o'clock hour.
I did.